I can see why people get in on this Shador business. Oh my God. You want to talk about the summer content machine? Here we are.
What's the problem?
So someone sent me a video of him working out yesterday at an area high school. And the reaction to it is extremely polarizing. Some people, you have a reaction to everything. I don't think I have enough time to name all the different routes that people are taking to this. One, that I'm a Shador fanboy. Two, that I'm disrespecting Shador because the throw that he has is maybe a little bit cattywampus. I didn't see what the guy did on the route. Maybe the guy on the route ran to the wrong place. Who's to know?
But your post was not about the mechanics of the quarterback.
It was just that he was working out.
It was that he was rising and what?
But
grinding.
He's rising and grinding. Right? Days before camp actually starts, he in his final days off, he's working. That was the entire, but you take anything else of what it is.
He could be in Cabo.
I have people accusing.
We've had quarterbacks go to Mexico this entire time.
I definitely want my quarterback to both rise and ground.
I have people accusing.
Simultaneously.
Shador Sanders of paying me to put this out there. That is, I can tell you 100% without a shadow of a doubt, I have not been paid. Some people are accusing me of doing the bidding of Shador's people. I've never spoken to Shador Sanders because I didn't get to interview him the day he got drafted. He wasn't able to do the media availability. So I've never spoken to Shador Sanders, and I don't know any of his people who are in charge of any of his stuff. She can't come after me.
So you just put it out.
Listen, I'm a football guy. He was on a football field where a lot of football guys congregate. One of the football guys had a video of him, a football guy, doing a football practice. That person sent it to me. I asked whether or not I could share it. They said, hold on, let me check with one of my other football guys. Two football guys got back to me. A football guy said, yes, go ahead and share it. I checked with one more person just to make sure.
Was that a football guy?
And that person was he's a sort of football guy. But he's a
like flag football guy?
He's a head honcho of a media outlet. I checked with him. He gave it the green light, so I shared it. That's what I did. He's putting in his work. Other than that, all these fights you guys are having, that's with you guys. I'm just sharing on a tough couple of days, a Browns rookie where they didn't have any cameras there. This is a cell phone. His media people didn't call me. Putting in his work. Just putting in his work.
And it's also,
apparently I'm the bad boy.
Don't get mad at him for putting in his work.
And it's also that I think it bodes better for him when it's shared by someone like you as opposed to somebody from his
camp.
Yeah. His production
people.
Team.
Yep. Here you go. Just getting his work in. You're allowed to as a rookie. All right. Is Kevin Stefanski... Oh, he's dying over there. Kevin Stefanski's ranked 13th by CBS. Is he overrated by the media or underrated by Browns fans? Nick and Maslin, you're next up on The Fan.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Speaking of high school stadiums, we're doing pretty well there, Nick. Go ahead.
You know, Kenneth, I'm a little disappointed in you in this aspect.
Oh, wow.
I played. I've coached. You coach. There's two things that separate good coaches from head coaches. One, good head coaches know how to motivate. Their players hit the field. They play with their fire on, their hair on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that from a Stefanski team? Very rarely, if any. Number two, and the most important thing, and you know this, Ken, good head coaches, discipline. Jadeveon Clowney walked all over him, and it's a proven case that the players have walked all over Stefanski and he's never put his foot down.
Those are fair points.
That's a problem.
Those are fair points.
Yes, Stefanski is a good coach. I'll give him that. But a head coach, no. No, the two most important things you need is head coach, and he failed miserably. I'm sorry.
Nick, thank you for the call.
I didn't understand the first part.
What?
He said they don't play with their
hair on fire.
What would that look like?
Actually, I wish Nick was still on the phone Jim Schwartz has been head coach before, too.
I would say that 2 years ago, you would say the defense was playing with its hair on fire.
Yeah.
And you had to douse them down.
Yes, and there were games when Amari Cooper was catching 230 yards worth of passes.
I just think
his hair was on fire.
There are two things that are... Okay, that one kind of bothers me because that seems like more of a just a phrase that people throw out.
Nick
with no,
Chubb ran the football with his hair on fire. But Wyatt Teller blocks with his hair on fire.
Oh, yeah, it's true. His hair was on fire.
No real meat. The other one is...
And
you
your
know,
pants aren't on fire telling us that his hair is on fire. Yeah, well,
the other one that really bothers me all the time, and man...
I thought that was a good point, what he said about the second one. I'm sorry, Tone, I don't mean it, but now I wish I would have left Nick on the phone because I thought of the Jim Schwartz thing after I let him go. Go ahead, sorry.
The other thing bothers me all the time, and I hear it, it's got to be a few times a week here. The Browns have got to stop trying to be the smartest guys in the room.
Like, I actually agree with that now.
So... what does that mean? Does that mean that whenever we take a player that's not great, you jump to, well, they were trying to be the smartest guy in the room when they took that player? It's like, well, every team has busts.
I don't want them to be the biggest idiots.
I would certainly rather not have them be the biggest idiots. Like, when you say that, fine, say that, well, but just back it up with something.
Just be a smart guy in the room. You don't have to try to be the smartest.
Okay, we took at number 5 overall, Mason Graham. He was in that range, right? Was he not in that range?
Yeah.
And I saw, I don't know if you guys agree, but almost universally, I saw people give the Browns credit for that trade, not because they think Travis Hunter's a bust, but because... there are certain trades you just have to make for compensation purposes.
What happens if by week 12, Travis Hunter has become...
they are going to be accused.
Clear cut.
Yes, but they are going to be accused of being the smartest guys in a room when everybody liked their trade. And Mason Graham was in the realm of a guy you would take at number 5 overall.
But they weren't
trying to be the smartest team in the room.
Point, counterpoint.
They were trying to make a trade. And by the way, if they get the great quarterback next year because they traded up... are you going to applaud them for trying to be the smartest team in the room?
Can we argue about this tomorrow?
Sure.
I don't want to do it on the pod. I want to do it with the listeners.
I just think people say it because it's a phrase they've heard and it makes them feel good. And so whenever a team does something wrong, they were trying to be the smartest guys in
the
room.
Can I go over the rest of the list as well on the pod?
Yeah.
All right. Save that for tomorrow because I already have a point counterpoint to you. Hopefully I'll remember it.